The first thing that you have to do when you're trying to solve any problem is you have to identify the problem and really define what the problem is and where the solutions can be. And so one of the fundamental things I think that has to change is that in many of our laws here in Alaska, the word person and the term artificial person are used interchangeably. And that has to change. We have to, at least as a start, clean up the definition sections of our laws to make it clear that this law, it might apply to persons as well as artificial persons, but there needs to be a distinction in the definitions so that there may be laws that should only apply to persons or should only apply to artificial persons. Until you at least begin with that distinction, you can't separate the two enough to make the rules apply correctly. So, for example, you know, to go back to the election issue, we have campaign finance laws in our state, and some of our laws are actually better than some of the ones around the country compared to some other states, but we can't really fix our campaign finance rules until we recognize and accept that only individual human beings have freedom of speech. That it's fine for corporations to express opinions, but they shouldn't be able to use this notion that they have freedom of speech to be able to give them unlimited ability to put money into election processes.
Why focus on this specific definition of, you know, individuals versus corporations, labor unions, collectives, as opposed to financial disclosures and, you know, strict rules limiting the amount that you can contribute to a candidate?
Because the fundamental principle here is important. There are many ways in which corporations have a tremendous advantage over individuals. You know, everyone who lives here, who is a citizen here, has an opportunity to vote. If you are also able to essentially vote through your associations as artificial persons, what it means is that wealthier people get to vote more, basically, right? They're, you know, we're supposed to be a society where it's supposed to be one man, one vote. And that breaks down when you have this other avenue that you can pursue for political power. You know, you can talk about campaign finance reform, or you can talk about responsibility in terms of tort reform. There are, a whole bunch of different individual ways that we could talk about, well, is this fair, is that fair? But really what we feel is most important is getting back to that fundamental question of who has rights and who has privileges.
When the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Citizens United, then State Attorney General Dan Sullivan said that laws prohibiting independent expenditures by corporations, Alaska laws specifically, were unconstitutional. If they amend state laws to, you know, make it so that only individuals, not entities like corporations or unions or other, you know, collectives can contribute to campaigns. When those state laws run up against this Supreme Court decision, how would they be able to be enforced?
Well, that's a good question. And you know what would probably happen is we'd probably end up with challenges. And that's the way the system's supposed to work. Situations come up where someone says, I don't think that they've interpreted this correctly before. We're going to bring a lawsuit to try to have the issue revisited. And then you go back to court and you try to win the day in court. That's the way it works here in America. I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that we can, that, you know, things aren't decided once and all for all forever, that's not the kind of society that I would personally want to live in.